Part 1. Grace-Filled Doctrines. Chapter 1. God's Glory, the Telos of History. I am a slave of Christ in a remote country because of the unspeakable glory of eternal life, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Patrick of Ireland. During my second semester in college, a dorm mate and I were heading out for a greasy hamburger. We hadn't had much chance to connect during that first year, but we were taking time to ask the proverbial get-to-know-you questions about one another. He was a much better question asker than me, and he asked some soul-penetrating questions. Toward the end of the dinner, I remember one of his questions quite well, of which he even reminds me to this day. He asked, "What are you passionate about?" And my answer was blunt and not premeditated. I said, "The glory of God." As soon as I said it, his face seemed baffled. He later said he had been expecting me to list off some hobby or sport, but his facial expression also reflected what I was thinking. I was surprised that I didn't say something normal like baseball, travel, fishing, or music. And more curiously, I didn't say something ministry-focused like evangelism, preaching, or missions. After all, we were both formally training for missions. The words that rolled out of my mouth revealed a foundation deep in my soul that God had been stealthily establishing. Through his truths, God was crafting an immovable God-centered anchor in my heart and mind that would never let me go. God had been teaching me to love him with my mind, heart, and will, more than the lost, more than the church, and more than myself. The honor of God's name had become the burning furnace of all my missionary ambition. I still had much growth ahead of me, and still do, but God was at work. That above conversation happened around the same season when God flattened me. I was working in Oregon for the U.S. government in forestry, and in the evenings I would walk along the beach and pray as the sun set. One evening, while praying about my missionary calling, this passage from Acts 17:25, NASB 1995, slammed into my mind. "Nor is he served by human hands, as though he needed anything, since he himself gives to all people life and breath and all things." God is not served as if he needs us, and he certainly didn't need me. I went from walking briskly to lying face down in awful wonder. The burden I felt for doing something great for God disappeared. I was free to obey the King of the Great Commission, because all sovereignty is his alone. He is sufficient. He would supply all my needs and take his gospel to the unreached. For his glory alone was I now motivated. And this joyfully fearful sense of Christ's sovereignty has strengthened and sustained me through the highs and lows of the privilege of missions. To be sure, this spectacular vision of God's sovereignty is the testimony of thousands upon thousands of nameless Great Commission servants who have quietly plodded on for one thing: the glory of God in Christ.